Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, today we're going to be talking about a very interesting post office. Now, Anna, these days, how often do you actually go to the post office, would you say?
To the post office?
Yeah, like to mail like an actual letter or a postcard or something like that.
To post some packages?
Yeah, to send something.
Well, maybe...Once a year?
Once a year,
uh-huh.
Yeah, not that often, because, if you need to send a letter to somebody these days, of course, most people now, they send an email,
right.
Or they send a text message, or something like that, because it's easier, it's more convenient. But there is something to be said for actually sending a letter or a postcard. I think it's pretty special these days if you actually receive something like that. And we're going to be talking about a very special place,that you could mail something from. It's called Postcards from Under the Sea, and we're going to read through it, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading. Postcards from Under the Sea.If you want to send a postcard while on vacation in Vanuatu, you should probably put some flippers on your feet. That's because the Pacific Ocean Nation is home to the world's first and only underwater post office. The submarine mail station is operated by 4 specially trained and fully accredited postal workers. Those who want to send a card from this small fiberglass hut must use special stationery, which is embossed to make it waterproof. Then they have to don swim gear, as the office is 50 meters from the shore,and 3 meters below the surface. Since opening in 2003, Vanuatu's underwater post office has received more than 100,000 letter-sending divers. The 83 islands that make up the country are famous for their beautiful scenery, above and below the water.It's a picture-perfect vacation destination. So, if you ever go to Vanuatu to spend a holiday, don't forget to swim down to send a unique card from under the sea.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying, if you want to send a postcard while on vacation in Vanuatu, you should probably put some flippers on your feet.And you might be wondering, where is Vanuatu? Well, that's a country in the South Pacific. I actually remember reading a couple of years ago, it was the happiest place on earth. This is actually where the happiest people were. They didn't have money, they didn't have a lot of stuff, but they were very, very happy people. Maybe they're happy because they have this really cool post office too, but if you want to mail something from there, it also says you have to put some flippers on your feet. Flippers...are those big, kind of rubber things? They look like big, funny-looking shoes, like clown shoes almost, you put on your feet when you want to go snorkeling or scuba diving, and they help you move really quickly through the water.
所以啊，其实一开始文章就先告诉我们，如果你真的到了这个全世界最快乐的国家，也就是万纳度的话呢，可能你必须要穿上 flippers， 也就是蛙鞋哦。那为什么呢？因为其实在万纳度有一个很特别的邮局，那如果你真的要从那个邮局寄一张明信片出去的话，就要穿上蛙鞋。我们都知道穿蛙鞋的时候是当我们 when we are swimming 游泳的时候。
Mm-hmm. Well, now why would you need flippers when you go to mail a postcard in Vanuatu? Well, that's because the Pacific Ocean Nation is home to the world's first and only underwater post office. So it is home to this, the world's first and only underwater post office. To be home to something just means, well, that's where this thing is. That's where this first and only underwater post office is located in Vanuatu. Now, be home to something is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hello, I'm Mr. Cutter.
Hello, sir. Welcome to the United States. How was your flight?
It was good, but I'm pretty hungry, though. The food on the plane wasn't enough for me.
That shouldn't be a problem. The U.S. is home to the most fattening food in the world.
No, the U.S. isn't my home. Taiwan is.
Be home to means that it exists there.
I understand. It's home to is 是什么的所在地。America is home to unhealthy, but tasty food.
That's right. The U.S. is also home to the NBA and NFL. So if you like sports, then you'll enjoy your stay.
I do like all the things you've mentioned.Shall we go?
Sure.
好，所以太平洋呢，其实就是这个全世界第一，而且是唯一的水底下的 underwater post office 的邮局哦。
Now, this post office is a submarine mail station. That's what the next sentence says. The submarine mail station is operated by four specially trained and fully accredited...postal workers. It's a submarine mail station. Submarine just means it's underwater, beneath the waves. And maybe you've heard of a submarine, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually a military, it's like a boat, but it goes under the water instead of going on top of the water. It's so they can sneak around and try to get places without being seen. So that's what...Submarine means it can mean underwater, or it can mean that sort of craft, like a military ship.
嗯，所以其实在这里的 submarine 啊，当然在这里当成一个形容词，也就是我们前面看到的 underwater 的意思。但其实 submarine 就是潜水艇耶。
Now the people that work there, we described as being accredited postal workers. This means that they've actually gone through the proper training to be postal workers.They're not just some guys who like being underwater and, scuba diving or something like that. They actually know all the ins and outs and all the rules about mailing packages around the world. So these are real postal workers.
诶，所以其实啊，在这个水底的邮局是有四个邮局的员工。那么邮局的员工，当我们看到的是 postal workers。但是这些邮局的员工不是只是在水底在那边等哦，他们都经过一段的 training 训练，而且是正式的邮局的员工，是经过训练、经过认可的。所以我们看到这个形容词叫做 accredited。
Those who want to send a card from this small fiberglass hut must use special stationery, which is embossed to make it waterproof. Wow, there's a lot of things we should go through.First of all, is the word hut. A hut is just like a small structure. It probably is just one single room with a very simple roof on it. So that's what a hut is. It's just underwater. It's very basic. And also, stationery. Stationery is the stamp that you put on a letter when you have to mail it. You have to buy the right amount of stamps, put them on the envelope,Then you can send it away to another country. Now, all this stuff that they use also has to be waterproof, of course, because it's underwater. If something is waterproof, it means water cannot either get inside it or it cannot damage it. So, for example, if it's, especially in Taiwan, it rains a lot, you need to have like a waterproof coat, something that won't soak up the water so you can stay dry.The stationery also has to be waterproof because, well, if water could damage it, your letter or your package would not get very far.
Right. 所以其实这一句呢，看起来有一点复杂的原因啊，是因为它有两个关系子句。第一个关系子句呢，是从第二个单字的 who 开始一直到 hut 的这个地方，用来修饰前面的 those。 those people, 那些人谁呢？那些想要从这个海底邮局寄明信片的人。不过我们现在看到这个海底邮局，它使用的是 this small fiberglass hut， 也就是很小很小的一个小房子，一个 hut， 而它的这个材质呢是由玻璃纤维所制成的。那么这些人必须要用个很特别的 stationery， 本来有文具的意思，可是在这里呢指的是邮票。那么在这个邮票之后， which 到句尾又是另外一个关系子句，它用来修饰前面的 stationery。 这个 stationery 呢特别有经过一些处理，然后是防水的材质， waterproof。
Now Anna, how do you get to work every day? Do you drive? Do you take the bus? Do you walk?
I take the MRT.
And it's pretty easy, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's very easy for us、mm-hmm. to get to work. But for these guys, they have to don swim gear as the office is 50 meters from the shore and 3 meters below the surface. So getting to work is not so simple for them. They have to don. Don just means to put something on, like you're going to wear it. They have to don swim gear. Gear here just means equipment, special equipment that you need to do something that is...specialized. So they have to put on this swim gear so they can go under the water and also work there for part of the day or all day, because the office is 50 meters from the shore and 3 meters below the surface. So it's actually quite far down, 3 meters or about 10 feet down below the surface.
Right. 所以其实这些邮局的员工，这些 postal workers, 他们必须要穿，在这里的穿我们看到一个字叫做 don, D-O-N, 而后面的 swim gear, 的 gear 指的是装备的意思。那么因为这个邮局呢是在海底三公尺以下，而且离岸边还有50公尺哦，所以他们要穿着很特别的一些装备。那么不过在句子当中有一个 as 在英文当中还有连接词，也就是 because 表示原因的功能。
Since opening in 2003, Vanuatu's underwater post office has received more than 100,000 letter sending divers. So it opened around 10 years ago, and it's been open for that long, and it's received more than 100,000 letter sending divers. So if you want to send a letter, you have to dive down there too. You can't juststand up above the waves and drop it down and hope it gets down there. You have to go down there too. And 100,000 people have actually shown up to do this. And why not? Like, because where else are you going to have a chance to send a letter from underwater?
对啊，所以其实真的是很特别。因为在万纳度这个国家呢，很多人会去 to go diving， 他们会去潜水。那么对这一些 divers 潜水客来说，可能他们可以做的很特别的事，就是从这个水底邮局去寄一些信啊，或寄一张明信片。不过在句子当中的 since 真的是自从的意思，自从2003年开始营运之后，所以看到这个自从，我们就知道后面应该会出现一个现在完成式。那么当然这个水底邮局 has received就陆陆续续一直收到超过 more than 100,000 letter sending divers.
All right, well, moving on to the next paragraph, it says the 83 islands that make up the country are famous for their beautiful scenery above and below the water. So that's what Vanuatu is most known for. It's the beautiful scenery. Scenery is the natural landscape that you can see when you go to a place.Mountains, forests, trees, anything natural that you see outside that's not man-made, we could call scenery. Just what you see when you go out into nature. And in Vanuatu, they have some of the most beautiful scenery in the world, both above the water, on the islands themselves, and below the water. It's actually stunning down there as well.
对啊，所以一定有很多人去潜水。不过我们看到万纳度这个国家，当然是不管是水上还是水底下的风景都是非常优美的。在英文当中的风景这个不可数名词叫做 scenery。不过句子当中呢还带了一个关系子句哦，我们看到的是从第四个单字开始的 that 一直到 country 的地方，用来修饰前面的 the 83 islands。 这83个岛呢指的就是万纳度这个国家。
It's a picture-perfect vacation destination. Of course, a destination is just any place that you will go to. What is your destination today? You might say New York, Los Angeles, Paris, any city, any town, any village can be a destination. And of course, Vanuatu is a picture-perfect vacation destination as well. To describe a place as being picture-perfect, it's just like saying it's very beautiful, as if you were to take a picture of it and just be amazed at the beauty of that picture. You would think it was absolutely perfect.
所以因为风景优美啊，很适合去照相，所以呢，它是一个非常适合度假、照相、去观赏、去玩的 destination, 目的地。
So if you ever go to Vanuatu to spend a holiday, don't forget to swim down to send a unique card from under the sea. So this is a must do if you go to Vanuatu. You get to go swim down to the post office and send a unique card. Unique means one of a kind. There's nothing else like it anywhere else in the world. And this is especially true of the underwater post office.Because there literally is not another one in the world. It's the only one. So if you have the chance to visit Vanuatu, make sure you mail a unique card from under the sea.
因为它是 one of a kind, 很独特哦。
All right, that's all the time we have for today's article. Now let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
On today's program, we've been talking about sending a postcard from a very unique place. And today's chat question follows that line, and it says, where would you like to send a postcard from? What exotic location or strange place would you like to send a card from, Anna?
I would like to send a postcard from Mount Everest.
Mount Everest, good
but
choice.
But I'm not sure if there's any post office there.
Probably not from the top, but maybe, well, of course, there is Base Camp. That's the place kind of at the foot of the mountain, quite a ways up, actually. But that's where everybody gathers before they head for the top. I think you might be able to send mail from there because there's so many people visiting every year, more and more each year, actually, to go climb Mount Everest. So, but that means you'd have to go up there quite high. Are you afraid of heights?
Not really.
Not really good, because, you know, of course, Mount Everest, it's just a little bit high. Okay, Mount Everest, that's a good one. I think I would choose maybe somewhere in, like, the middle of the Amazon rainforest. If I could, like, go out to some really remote village and send a postcard from there, like, back to my mom and dad. And be like, hey, yeah, I'm just out here in the middle of the Amazon rainforest, just relaxing with these villagers, you know. Running around having fun in the jungle. That would be cool. And it's cool to send a postcard from anywhere, I think, because not a lot of people do that. I sent a postcard before from the Arctic Circle, actually, like, up not that close to the North Pole.
北极吗? But,
yeah, very, very close.
北极?
Yeah, I sent one from there, and it was a postcard of a reindeer that looked like it was laughing.
Oh,
it was kind of a cute thing
cute.
To do.So next time you're on vacation somewhere, remember to send a postcard to someone special because it's something unique and it's something that's kind of disappearing a little bit. So let's bring that back. All right, that's all the time we have for today's program. But please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Postcards from Under the Sea.If you want to send a postcard while on vacation in Vanuatu, you should probably put some flippers on your feet. That's because the Pacific Ocean nation is home to the world's first and only underwater post office. The submarine mail station is operated by four specially trained and fully accredited postal workers. Those who want to send a card from this small fiberglass hut must use special stationery, which is embossed to make it waterproof. Then they have to don swim gear, as the office is 50 meters from the shore,and 3 meters below the surface. Since opening in 2003, Vanuatu's underwater post office has received more than 100,000 letter-sending divers. The 83 islands that make up the country are famous for their beautiful scenery, above and below the water. It's a picture-perfect vacation destination. So, if you ever go to Vanuatu to spend a holiday, don't forget to swim down to send a unique card from under the sea.
Vocabulary Review.
Submarine. There are submarine tours we can take to watch the fishes under the sea. Hut. The villagers lived in huts that they made from wood and mud. Waterproof. This jacket is waterproof, so it's great for camping and rainy days. Gear. Soldiers have to carry lots of gear on them when they go to war. Scenery. The scenery is so beautiful here that I don't want to leave. Unique. Picasso's artwork was unique, and many people tried to copy him.